This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. $15 an hour minimum wage at SeaTac Airport? Not so fast, says Alaska Airlines Group. On Monday, the King County election officials finished a recount of the votes on Proposition 1 and found that the $15 an hour minimum wage measure passed in SeaTac by 77 votes. As of right now, it's set to take effect on January 1st. Many of the workers in the city work at SeaTac Airport. But Alaska Airlines, along with the Washington Restaurant Association, Philo Foods, and BF Foods, have filed a legal challenge. They claim that the airport does not fall under the jurisdiction of the city of SeaTac. The case goes before a judge tomorrow. Bill Sherman teaches administrative and open government law at Seattle University. He's also chair of the city of Seattle's Ethics and Elections Commission. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
It's good to be here.
So what's the question for the judge to decide in this case?
You know, the real question is whether the airport itself is sort of a legal island, whether it has exclusive jurisdiction over its own territory, or whether the city of SeaTac has the jurisdiction to pass laws that apply at the airport. There's a state law that has some language that says that the airport has exclusive jurisdiction over the airport. And so the question is going to be, does that mean it has jurisdiction over the airport as an airport, or jurisdiction over the airport as everything?
So there's this jurisdictional issue, but also an Alaska Airlines spokesperson told King on Sunday that this won't hold up to federal review, even if it goes forward, because it's a union contract imposed through legislation. Is that a legal argument?
That's one of the other legal claims in the lawsuit as well. The plaintiffs, Alaska Airlines and the food companies and the restaurant association, have brought a number of claims under state law and under federal law. So the federal law claim is basically that this sort of law is preempted by federal law, that federal labor law and federal wage law occupies this field, and that cities like SeaTac can't pass laws that add on to that. Those are interesting claims as well. The judge is going to have a lot to decide on Friday.
What's your read on the arguments on either side of this? What do you think is going to happen? Or if you were the judge, why would you rule on this?
You know, this is going to be an interesting question for the judge because there's so little applicable precedent, particularly on this question of jurisdiction. The judge needs to decide whether the term exclusive jurisdiction in the state law means jurisdiction over everything or jurisdiction over just running the airport as an airport itself. And so it's a difficult one to predict. The one thing that I think we can predict is that whatever the judge decides will certainly be appealed to the State Court of Appeals and to the State Supreme Court, and perhaps the federal claims will be appealed federally as well.
Well, in fact, the supporters of the $15 an hour minimum wage already say that they intend to file an emergency appeal to the Washington Supreme Court on Monday if there's an adverse ruling for them on Friday. What does that mean for it? Does the emergency ruling makes it sound like the Supreme Court might make a quick decision before the law is supposed to go into effect?
You know, it's difficult to say because we don't have a ruling out of the judge on Friday. So the proponents of Proposition 1 might say that regardless what the judge decides, they need to make sure that the status quo, that is that the law has been passed and will be implemented, ought to hold pending court review. And so that would be the basis for their emergency appeal.
This is kind of unusual. Not a lot of cities impose a minimum wage. Is there any precedent to look at what the judge might do? I guess what I'm getting at is it's supposed to go into effect on January 1st. Given these legal challenges, what do you think the chances are?
Well, it's hard to say. There are two cases in state court that the sides are really looking at to see where this is going to go. One of them was a case that dealt with whether King County could require taxis to have a King County license in addition to the license that was given to them by the airport. And the court said no. The court said when it comes to something like that, the airport has exclusive jurisdiction. But there are other cases that suggest that that ruling is limited to those sorts of things that are peculiar to the airport, like taxi licenses. There's a case out of the State Court of Appeals that said that for the purposes of tax assessments, the airport is not a legal island, that it is considered part of the cities that encompass the land that it sits on. And so this is what lawyers call a question of first impression for the court. You know, my read on these issues is that as regards the jurisdictional question, I think that the Alaska Airlines case is going to have a little bit of trouble getting off the ground. It does seem like the jurisdictional argument would be specific to aspects of the airport that run like an airport rather than aspects of the airport that work like any other employer. And in particular, the law that says that the state, that the airport has exclusive jurisdiction, doesn't give the airport the power to do things like pass its own minimum wage law. Mm-hmm. And so it would create a power vacuum there. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
This $15 an hour minimum wage went on the ballot, was approved by voters, was approved in the recount. Are judges okay with setting something like that aside because of a legal challenge?
Absolutely. Judges have shown, whether it's the $30 car tabs initiative or other sorts of initiatives, judges are going to look at this just like it was any other city ordinance. You know, they're aware that the voters passed it, but the judges want to make sure that they're making precedent that applies regardless the type of law that it is.
Bottom line, we don't know the answer to this, of course, but if you were a betting man, would you bet that there will be a $15 an hour minimum wage in January in SeaTac as this vote?
You know, as a lawyer, I dwell in ambiguity. And what I can bet is that this battle is going to go on for a long time. I cannot predict whether in January this is going to go into effect, but I know that both sides are going to fight tooth and nail until this is done.
Seattle University law professor Bill Sherman talking about the lawsuit Alaska Airline Group and others are pursuing against the $15 an hour minimum wage law passed this November by the city of SeaTac. A court hearing on that SeaTac Prop 1 is tomorrow, and we expect some kind of a decision by tomorrow afternoon, but it's far from certain that it'll be a final decision. In fact, advocates of that SeaTac proposal say they'll be in the Supreme Court on Monday morning if it goes against them tomorrow. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.